Hello, everybody
Love
out there.
Talk Radio. AVS Media Demo.
Hi, everyone. This is Galen Clark, Gia, who is taking over the call for Pat, who's away right now. I hope that everyone is doing well this evening. For those that are in New York, this has been an unbelievably warm day. So I hope you're all doing well. Okay, so I had some ideas of what to discuss today on the call. I don't have a guest speaker, but I was recently to the to a meeting that was held in Rye, a rally for our district, for a couple of the districts, with the managers and Silvio, our area manager. So I just want to give some recaps based on what happened at that meeting, because I think it's very important for those people, especially people that might be new, and those people that have been here a while, to pick up on some of the things that was discussed in the meeting. We discussed exactly right now how we're going to go forward between now and the beginning of next year. So for everybody on the call, what I would suggest to do right now, if you can get a pen and a piece of paper, because this is some things that we discussed in our meeting, and I think that it's, I find that that's what I'm going to try and follow and help people on my team to follow, because I think that everybody wants to get ahead and do better than whatever they might have done this year. Some people might not have reached their goals. Some might have reached their goals. Some are close to them. So this is a good way to take and follow what your goals are and your dreams and have it down there on paper. So I'm hoping that you got everybody's gotten a piece of paper and a pen, and what we're going to do right now is take and write this down. The first thing you're going to need is a calendar. If you haven't gone already to the Avon website to do the holiday processing schedule, you can print that out, or you could just get a calendar from Avon too, which is a good idea, but you need a calendar. Doesn't make a difference where you get a calendar, but you need a calendar. And on that calendar, you need to write down the important dates. You need to write down the dates right now of when your orders are going to be due. For example, if you're in meal plan 4, your orders are going to be due on Friday at noon. Everybody might be in a different district and a different meal plan, so it's very important that you look up right away and find out when your orders are due, because this is a short month coming up here. And with the holiday, you don't want to be late and not get your products to your customers. So the first thing on your calendar, you should have your December going and your January calendar out, is to write down what your due dates are for your orders. For those of you that don't have anything planned, I do a lot of vending during this time of year. But if you did not do that, that's fine. But it's not too late to find out locally what's going on around your area and show up. Bring a couple of books. Talk to people. This is the time where people are more friendly to discuss things with you and talk to you and say hi, and they're smiling. And others might not, but that's okay. The idea is to get out there, to get yourself be known, and to see and talk to as many people as you can per day. So I would challenge you, the next thing besides writing down your calendar, is to talk to about 2 to 3 people at least per day. That's going to help you build up your customer base, and it's also going to help you to be out there talking to people that you're doing something. It doesn't have to be going out of your way, but that would be a good thing to do. Third thing on the calendar, and this is really, I would say, even more important than the second thing I said to you, was that you need to write down and get involved and find out your doctor, your dentist, your vacation. You need to plan that out for your 2013 year. And that's important, because you being healthier is going to help your business, because you taking care of yourself will make you more prosperous, better attitude, and better be able to function. So that's a really important thing to do also. So on your calendar, this is your end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013. You should plan out your doctor visits, when you're going to plan to make an appointment for the doctor, for your dentist, and when you're going to plan your vacation. So that's an idea. Now, some of you have had goals and had goals and dreams, and here's the end of the year, and either you have excelled at them and accomplished them, you might not have accomplished them, and then you might be borderline and might be there yet but not sure. The idea right now at this time of year is not to give up. You know, the person who knocks themselves the most is usually you, and you're the idea is not to be hard on yourself, but to try and be realistic, but still not be hard, because this has been not an easy year for many people. And then for others, it has been a very great and profitable year. But do not knock yourself and don't make yourself out and think that you did horrible and you did bad. The only thing you did was, if you did not reach your goals, is that you have lessons that you've learned. And then you had to change your direction, write out new ways to accomplish those goals and dreams. That's all. Don't knock yourself off, or knock yourself about what you did and what you didn't do, what you could have done. Those are the learning experience. If you did not accomplish them last year or this year that's ending now, then you'll accomplish them next year, because you're going to persevere and stick with that. So it's important to write down then your goals and dreams going forward, based on your point right now where you are in your Avon business. So I did that. I worked on that myself, and I wrote down where I am, where I wanted to be. If I didn't accomplish that, then I was a little hard on myself. And then I recently was talking to my manager, and she said, you know, don't get hard on yourself. Do the lesson. Learn the lesson that you got out of what you did and what you didn't do, and then do better next year. So that's really important. Don't knock yourself. Do the best that you can. Now, if you need help with doing your goals and your dreams and your business plan, then I would suggest that you get in contact with your upline or your manager or someone else that could help you with that. I would say that in most cases it's your manager or your upline. If you had to do anything that had to do with any self-help, self-coaching, that's important. I would write that down also. If there was a book that you wanted to get that you didn't get this year, put that down on your list to take and do that and read that in those January months when it's cold outside and you're not sure what you want to do, so that it can inspire you to do better. I would also suggest that on your calendar that you get, that you write down all your meetings. From what I see, the more people that participate in the meetings that have to do with your Avon business, and you stay plugged in with your Avon business, through the district manager meetings, through any meetings that you might have with your upline or with people on your team, that it helps to encourage you. And when you have more people encouraging together, it helps you to do better. So I would suggest you find out where your meetings are, when they are, whether they're webinars, whether they're over the phone, whatever they might be. Find out what those dates are. Find out where they are and try and get plugged in. I think that's a very key component to help you and encourage you to get further in your Avon business. So encouraging to talk to others. If you're not sure where you are right now, call your upline, call your manager. If you're not sure who they might be, you can call Avon, and they can help you with that. But the goal is to try right now at this point, either you have something written down or some plan that you know how you're going to end the year. I'm sure you have an idea of how you did compared to what you had wanted to do in the beginning of, in January, in the beginning of the year. And at this point in time now is to find out what you're learning from what you did do and what didn't happen and go on to do the next step that you need to do to make this succeed. That's key. The idea is not to give up and that we are a team and one thing I love about Avon is that that line where they say when we do our presentations or we talk to people about joining Avon or being a representative, that you're not in the business by yourself. You know, you're in the business with a whole group behind you that's helping you, that will help you if you ask for their help. So that's very key also. So you have your calendar. You should be writing down your dates of when your orders are due. It's between now and the end of the year. If you have customers, you should be going online. Try and find out the customers that you haven't talked to throughout the year. Go through your database. Find out the ones, maybe they have moved. Give some phone calls. You know, try and give, split out some time between now and I would say whenever your next order is due, because I believe there might be just two more cycles before the 31st, and try and find out, you know, where they are. Are they around? Give them a call. How are you? See if they need an order. Find out what they might need and talk to people. Sometimes you haven't talked to them in a while. You find out where they are and find out how, you know, what might have gone on with them. Tell them what you're doing now and see if there's anything you could do to help them. You'd be surprised. There are a lot of people that, you know, their situation might have changed. And they might be interested in being a representative. They might be interested in placing an order or getting a new book. Or they might not be interested at all. But it's a good time right now to clean up your customer contact list and go through and update it with updated information and find out where customers are that you haven't talked to a great deal. Or if you haven't talked to them within the last, I would say, 3 months, even 2 months, you should give them a call. So I think that's another key thing to do. Going out in your area, in your community, if you live in an apartment building, maybe create a flyer stating that, you know, you have specials and leaving it in your lobby if you can do that, telling them that, you know, you're an Avon rep. Have you gotten all your Christmas gifts for the mailman? Make some suggestions, the mailman, the young lady at the doctor's office, your bus driver. Because these are people that people don't think of getting gifts for because really they may not be able to afford something, but a nice little gift from the Avon catalog would be awesome and it doesn't cost a lot of money. You know, tell them how you can get, mention maybe some specials that you have there that you see in the book, you know, that you can get four of these for $10, you know, and I create baskets, you know, and my baskets range from $10 to $15 depending what you'd like in them and see if that might work. You know, it's getting yourself out there and being out there with the community and knowing that you want to do something to help. Another thing is to find out if your church or the church or community center in the area needs any help with anything. You don't even have to take in, be pushing for your Avon, but doing something nice that helps your community. That might be something that would make you feel good. And also to get your name out there that you're a person that is helpful in helping people in your community. I did that recently with some seniors, and I enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it and had a good time with it. And it wasn't really as much as selling Avon as to get out there and say that I'm a representative, I love talking to people, and helping your business by talking to people. It's a good thing. If you're doing something that's going to be positive, that's going to help other people, and it's going to make you feel good. And that's a good thing this time of year. There are a lot of people this time of year that are a lot less fortunate. I mean, I was listening to in the news recently about there are people that still don't have electricity, not many, but that still don't have electricity in their area. And then there are people that lost their homes. I mean, and they're living in shelters. You know, it's we're so blessed and fortunate, and this is a time of year to think of all that you do have, not what you don't have, and see what you can do to contribute to make this a little bit better, if not for you, then for someone else. And that would make you feel good also by doing that. Those are some good ideas I thought that I just wanted to share with others that might be thinking about what they might want to do between now and the end of the year to make their Avon business more successful or to get back on a good foot before the beginning of the new year. We also have here one of the things that was discussed in our meeting that we had our rally, Avon rally, was that this is a good time right now to get involved with some of the incentives that Avon has. I think Avon's done an awesome job with the incentives for Campaign 26, Campaign 26, 1 and 2. What they tried to do was to get bundles that would be something that you would be able to sell to your customer, especially if we're talking about at the that they've spent money for Christmas, and these are things that they might be able to use, and at the same time, it's not expensive. For example, if you order in Campaign 26, the Skin So Soft bundle, it'll ship and bill in Campaign 1, and that bundle is $9.99. And it's a total of 6 items that are Skin So Soft. Everything from the deodorant, the shower gel, the lotion. I think it's a great bundle. So for $9.99, if you buy one or two of these bundles, you have something that you can definitely sell later on after the holidays. So I would suggest that you take a look, and if you don't know what these bundles are, I would suggest that you call your district sales manager or call your upline and tell them that you're interested in these bundles. So the first one is the Skin So Soft, which, as I said, it's the 5-set piece for $9.99, which is an awesome sale price. In Skin So Soft, the winter months, winter starting January, we're deep into winter by January, this is a great, great, great product and something that a person could use themselves. The second bundle they have, which you can order in Campaign 1, is the Kids Natural. It comes with the comb, the kids, the shampoo, the thing, the color thing, I don't know what that's called, that they play with in the tub. I mean, it's a great, great set also, and I would suggest you see what you might do with that. That's also $9.99. And the last bundle is in Campaign 2 is the Naturals, and that is a 5-piece set. It also has the Musk for men, and it's a great buy at $14.99. So if anything, this is what I intend to do, is to put aside and maybe buy 1, 2, maybe 3 of these bundles. And if you can't afford to buy 3, buy 1 or 2, but at least buy 1. You have something you could sell, you have something that you can talk to your customers about that they might need, and something, to be honest with you, with the Skin So Soft, definitely, you know, with the cold January month, people are going to be going to the stores to buy lotions, deodorants, and shower gels and those items. And here you have it at a great price. So maybe, you know, if you had one, you might be able to sell more than one by just showing them what they can get with the bundle. So that's a suggestion. There are some other bundles. I would suggest you find out from your district sales manager what they are. And I think that it's a good idea. Because as you know, right now in this month of December, it is a good time to try and see if you can get as many new customers as you can and as many representatives who might be interested in leadership and being a business partner with you in Avon. Because in the January and February months, it's not going to be as busy. But at the same time, if you develop that good relationship with your family, with your friends, with your customers, with your business partners, it could be a profitable time for you also. So, you know, basically, that's my suggestions that you do and take and try and follow to help you go forward in this holiday season right now with your Avon business. And as I said, you know, those some of those key things for yourself, take down and write down what you learned so far this year, what you want to change this year, what those goals are that you might want to tweak at this point. Something that I'm doing, I have what's called a vision board. I created that myself years ago, and I add to it and I change to it. And, you know, some things come to be and come to pass. Some things don't happen, haven't happened yet. But I do see change, and change is good. Change is very good. And try and do something out there that would help someone else. Because I'll tell you something, you get such joy out of doing something where you're not going to get anything back from that as far as a monetary value, but you get so much more value than that. It's a value that's a heartfelt value, that you did something to help someone. Those are my suggestions going forward to see what you can do with your Avon business and to help you get to that next level. So I know we're ending a little bit early, but I'm hoping that with the last 5 minutes that's left to the show, that you take some of these items that I've said and you pull out a calendar and you write some of these things down. If you take, and this has been helpful and it does help you, I would really appreciate it if that you send a little message to Pat McDowell to tell her that, you know, the radio show did help her and you did find something that that you got out of it that helped you. I would suggest or ask that you do that with any of the talk shows that we have. And if you have any ideas that you would like to have someone else come on to talk, or if you would like to talk about your experience with your Avon business, please feel free to give Pat McDowell a call or text her, or you can send me a message at any time. So other than that, I wish you all a safe and profitable and beneficial week, and enjoy these holiday times as they come up. I wish you well. Thank you very much for being on the call. Bye-bye.
AVS Media Demo.